This is Sean Sport in podcast form.
Been waiting for this boxing fight between Tim Zhu, Australian Tim Zhu, because I watched his dad fight for a thousand years and he represented Australia. Of course, he was Russian-born, came over here and he started winning world titles. So everyone was like, oh, so Aussie Costa Zhu. Aussie is Vegemite.
He must have voted for Putin as well.
Everybody did.
That's insane,
that
by
the
way.
That was a no-brainer.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
But just with Putin,
but you
firstly.
But you can't.
If anyone goes against him,
against,
he kills them.
You get poisoned.
He kills them.
You get poisoned.
Or pushes them out of the country.
Yeah. You get locked up.
Or their plane blows up.
Why is no one over there going, hey, this isn't right?
Because when they do,
they get poisoned.
Correct.
Poisoned! Anyway,
keep chucked in jail.
Costa's opponent got poisoned.
It's Tim Zhu, his son. He doesn't have a lot to do with his father, but he was waiting for this big fight in America. And the big deal is to fight at Vegas, Las Vegas, big crowd. And from that point on, was just going to set him into
a title campaign.
Stratosphere in terms of being a hero. He's got the WBO title as it stands now, but to go to the next level and get those $50 million fights, you just need one big one, and that was going to happen in 2 weekends' time. The guy's pulled out, Keith Thurman. He's pulled a bicep muscle. He's torn a bicep.
That's problematic.
No, Keith.
Can't box one-handed.
No, you can't.
So that's just bad luck, basically.
Yeah, but now they've got to just find a makeshift guy who's just going to come in off the pine after a couple of weeks.
But that's not the sake of nothing.
And he's going to get, Tim's going to win, and then they all walk away, and he doesn't get paid half the amount of money that he's expected to. So that's disappointing.
One bicep took him down.
All right, so Keith Urban.
Yes.
Keith
Thurman.
Is that it for famous Keith?
There's Keith and Lee on Gogglebox.
Keith Richards, for sure.
Keith and Lee on Gogglebox.
Okay. And is that it? Have we tapped the Keith well? For notable Keiths?
Harry's just going to look that up while we're doing that. We'll find some relatable Keiths or famous Keiths. I'm sure there's more out there.
No, definitely. Not old Keiths that used to do things. We want currently doing Keith Richards, because he's currently still doing something.
Okay.
Because
Mick Jagger will never stop them playing and touring.
There's other Keiths up here, but they're not a Keith worth Keithing about.
Yeah, okay, I get it. Yeah,
wow.
For sure. One thing about is worth talking about is that after I finished the swim on the weekend, a couple of hours later, a lady by the name of Betty Craig, who we got to interview a few weeks ago ahead of the Rottnest swim.
Yeah, now, Betty was born the same year the ocean was made.
So she was hoping to be the oldest solo female to ever finish the Rottnest Channel swim.
That's correct.
Right. But, of course, it was abandoned, so she's going to have to try that again next year.
She decided, no, I'm going again in the Port to Pub, which was
but
on the weekend, the one
record,
that I did.
Though.
Yes, but she still counted as the oldest soloist to cross the channel,
right?
Is what she was saying. The person who held the record was a Queenslander.
Mm. Yes.
Anyway, she was telling me, I saw her at the start, and she looked happy as anything, about to attempt this. And it's so
she's
funny.
She's done it many times before, though.
Many times before.
Yes.
She's 75, right? Yes. And I was talking to my dad about this when he's talking about aches and pains and how he's just swimming up and down and all the rest of that stuff. I kept bringing up these people. 75 years of age, this woman.
Yes.
What an absolute champion. So she's there. I'm fretting about to do my first one. She's pretty cool. And anyway, obviously I got over there. She got over there. And to see her at the other end, it was just
Did her head swell up?
Well, no, her head looked all right.
At the end, you two would actually make
look
a cute
the same
couple.
Age.
And because your head had aged so much, people would have gone, oh, isn't that sweet? They did it together.
To be fair, it sprung back a bit today.
It sprung back.
I don't think you look any different today.
No.
It's just that photo was shocking.
Mm. Oh, Megan was really concerned about me.
Well, because she can see what her future is.
Yes. She was concerned about you. She never touches me.
She was a predictor, a whole lot of pillow forts
in the future.
Sean Sport in podcast form.
There's a bit happening in the footy world over the last 24 hours. Firstly, it was interesting to see that Adam Simpson on Channel 7 last night has said that Andrew Gaff, a veteran of the West Coast Eagles and has been a superstar for that team, will be playing in the Waffle this week.
I know, it's
He's
amazing,
already declared
isn't
it?
The fact you just don't hear a coach saying
that. No, you don't.
Before, selection night.
So
it's amazing, isn't it?
Not up to scrub.
Yeah, he had a shocking first game.
And last year, Nath, there was a lot of talk about whether he should go on or not, and he elected to, and the club allowed him to still fulfil his contract, and it hasn't started that well. But I'm hopeful he can turn it around because, It does feel like the world is caving in on you when you're in this situation.
And well, I mean, it's a whole new world as well afterwards, because you're thinking, you know, is this over soon and what's next? And
Yeah.
God. Yeah. Will I be stretching every 5 minutes like Sean?
You're not wrong.
Exactly. For sure. In pain all the time. Yeah.
For sure. The other thing to go with that is bad news for Fremantle fans, because Brendan Cox, who is one of the, I'd say he's a top eight player in the team and has been for a number of years, so he's a big time player. He's done a hamstring that will see him, as Justin Longmuir said yesterday, that would see him on the sidelines for 15 weeks now.
So he's going to require surgery. It's not just a not just a pulled hammy, is it?
As soon as he did it. And, the worst part was, Nath, he'd been out of the team, well, the preseason. He missed by the preseason. The ball was kicked really nicely and sharply to him. It was just out in front. But because his touch probably wasn't at a level it maybe would have been in a month's time, he fumbled it, like his first grab, he missed it, and then he ended up diving forward to try to catch it. And then the hamstring snapped off the bone, in a nutshell. That's not great.
It's not ideal.
How do hamstrings do that? Do sometimes they just give up?
And Nathan, the point where it attaches into the bone is right where you sit. So it's it's a bony bit of your butt. Yeah.
Would sitting hurt?
Well, once he has the surgery, it certainly will.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Imagine if sitting hurt.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, I love sitting.
You do. You enjoy sitting.
I do some of my best work sitting. Not right now, but...
Jesse Hogan, I'm going to mention him, who was a recruit to the Fremantle Dockers a few years ago, and they just couldn't contain him off the field.
Yes.
He was just getting himself in trouble all the time. Remember, he smashed his car, did all those things.
Yeah, he did a few
End, the Dockers' idea was, we just need to move him to another club because we can't have him disrupting everything and he's too much of a gamble for us, even though they acknowledge his talent.
Do they lie and say, oh, no, he's the best, he's so great.
Write a reference for him.
What does he do outside of football? He's part of a scrapbooking community. and
just some volunteer work at old people's homes.
Well, he ended up going to the GWS Giants and they probably traded him for a carton of 24 can of Coke, maybe. Hard Solo.
If it's Gold Coast.
And he's been fantastic this season. Last year he turned himself around. This year he's leading goal kickers. He's kicked 10 goals.
It's amazing, isn't it?
And they're top of the ladder. And finally, the Tassie Devils are the name of the team coming out of Tasmania.
Their jumpers look so old school, though, don't you reckon? So
well,
they literally have a map of Tassie on the front.
I do. It reminds me of, I think, when it looks like I'm a Heritage Rand jumper already because it's sort of like classic old school 70s, the
state of origin,
sort of situation that would have had glitter in it. I mean, Tassie Devils, it makes sense.
Yes, I thought there was a problem with Warner Brothers own the rights to the Tasmania Devil.
Yeah, they must have worked that out.
It doesn't seem right.
Exactly. I know.
He's called Taz, the Tassie Devil, Taz, the Tasmanian Devil, doesn't he? So maybe they have to use all that to infringe copyright.
Okay.
But to me, the Tassie Devils make so much sense. It just highlights how stupid the Jack Jumpers name is.
In the grand final, not affecting their performance.
I know. But I think with the Jack Jumpers obviously were first, Nate, but I think the AFL and Tasmania were like, only football can use the Tassie Devils.
The Jack Jumpers are an ant, yes?
Yes.
Yes.
So are they a mighty ant? Are they like the mightiest of all the ants?
They jump jacks, Nathan.
They are.
Like people named Jack.
Good luck to Tasmania.
No, car
2028 is when they're talking about them coming in. The main sticking point, though, there is an election coming up, and the AFL said the business case study has said we're having a new stadium or it's going to be put on hold.
It's not happening. Although the new stadium was only going to be about 5,000 more than the current stadium.
23,000 they wanted with a roof.
A new stadium being built to only 23,000 capacity?
Yeah.
In Hobart,
what's the point?
I was kind of thinking that too. Why wouldn't you make it 30,000 as a bare minimum? But I don't know, 23 is the number. 25. Why is it 23?
23 is a weird number, isn't it? All right, thanks, Sean.
Sean Sport is a Nova podcast. For more great comedy shows like this, head to novapodcast.com.au.